It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. A very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof of your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, and very, very happy to see him. First time anybody's ever said that. Very happy to see him. Jim is in the house. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much.
Glad to have you with us. Let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Or RonSiegelRadio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. We celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Today was a day that was probably made for Jay Kaplan and myself. Now, you know, if you've been a regular listener or watcher of Ron, especially more a watcher, because you can't tell by listening. If you're listening to or watching us today, you can notice part of Jay is with us. About 75% of Jay is with us. Got rid of the other 25%. Not the way you want to do it, but Jay and I, you know, we have both succeeded in beating anorexia. Both of us.
I was going to say that line earlier, and then I say maybe I'm slipping.
Now I think we both have. So today is National Prosecco Day. Now, you know, I like wines. We had Michael Cox, Falling Bright Wine Merchants, on with us yesterday talking about good wines. I must admit, I did go into a Total Wine about 2 years ago, and I was buying some nice wines for friends for the holidays. And, you know, I had some real nice ones there, some things that many, many people, the average person may not have heard of, but they were real nice bottles of wine. And I have my shopping cart there. I walk over to one of the clerks there and I say, can you tell me where I can find a nice Moscato? And they said, there is no such thing, sir. And I look and I say, well, Prosecco might be along the same lines. Today's National Prosecco Day. So if you're so inclined, if you are a drinker, I won't say anything about that. But Prosecco, a sparkling wine made from a variety of grapes. One of the oldest is Glera. Prosecco can also be made from Chardonnay, Pinot Gris, and Pinot Noir. Not Pinot Noir, but Pinot Noir. So that's a part of today's celebration. The other one, I used to like this one. It bothers my gout now. So today is also
gout.
Filet Mignon Day. So national filet. Now, if I have a filet mignon, all I can say is,
"Ow!"
Yeah, because the gout flares up and it's not fun.
How about a New York steak or a ribeye? Is that goutable also?
Yeah, any beef, red meat gives me trouble. So I can have one or two bites. That's about it. But today, filet mignon day, Prosecco day. And I'm not going to go here. Well, maybe I'll just say it because I do have one of my sons is a candidate. Today is International Left-Handers Day. So, I'll have to post that one for him. Fakebook will probably be the place that we'll put that. So if you want to see us there. Take a look at the markets right now as we broadcast this morning. I know those of you on our new family at KMET in the afternoon, this is old news, but the Dow down 31 points right now, S&P 500 up 3.78, NASDAQ up 95, oil down 36 cents a barrel. 10-year Treasury is down just a little bit. It's gone up quite a bit. It was at 0.54 just about a week ago. Now it's at 0.677. So you're getting a little bit of money for your 10-year treasury. We had a good auction yesterday, so that's encouraging. The German 10-year bond, they're still getting negative interest rates on that one, negative 0.411. Japan is pretty much at zero. They're at 0.035. What does all this mean to you? Why do you care? Well, the 10-year treasury is a leading indicator for mortgage-backed securities. We talked about the mortgage-backed securities in the Mortgage Minute, but I'll tell you right now that there is one, well, I'll tell you later, there's a problem in the mortgage market right now. There is a challenge in the mortgage market. I'm going to tell you about that in the Mortgage Minute, so you're not going to want to miss that one. What else is going on in the world, though, right now? Obviously, well, I'll give you this story first because this is something that may or may not make the Main Street news. They don't like to cover real news, most of them. They're geared heavily into a lot of the fake news. But Warren Buffett in the news said this metric that he uses or follows signaled the 2001 market crash, and now it's sounding the alarm on global markets again. So Buffett wrote that investors should have seen the dot-com crash coming from a mile away. Had they paid attention to what he described in a Fortune article in 2001 as, quote, probably the best single measure of where valuations stand at any given moment, unquote. So it's now called, quote unquote, the Buffett indicator. Measure is simply the total market cap of all U.S. market stocks relative to the country's GDP. When it's in the 70 to 80% range, it's time to throw cash at the market. When it moves above 100%, it's time to lean toward risk off. Risk off means buying bonds, getting rid of stocks. That's the risk off trade. And over the past two decades, markets have taken big hits on three occasions after the ratio broke into triple digits, 2000, 2008, and 2018. So if we look at this right now, we're at about, I think the chart, well, the chart didn't show up on my screen here, but we're a little bit above 100% right now, which it seems like a logical play that the markets are overbought. I mean, when you think about it, how can the market continue to keep going up over and over again and not have any turn back? So I'm going to share with you, be careful if you're in the markets. One of the indicators that I've used, and I am by no means a Warren Buffett, right? So one of the indicators I've used is when people start talking about the market, when they're at the water cooler, be careful, right? When you start getting market advice from the cab driver, in this day and age, it's the Uber driver. Right. That's when you got to start looking and saying, OK, you know something, maybe we better cool it a little bit on the markets. Just throw that out there for you. So be careful because that's kind of where we are right now, moving right along. Let's see what else is going on in the market. Yeah, well, we got to hear from Senator Harris and Vice President Biden yesterday. First viewing of them together. That was an interesting interview or interesting discussion. You know, I'm not a politician. I'm just a guy that does a little radio here and there. But I wonder how politicians do what they do. You know, if somebody in a serious tone tells me that I'm a racist, now nowadays I did get in trouble with one man recently, one listener, one person I know offline as well. He said that, you know, one of the comments I made was racist. And I looked at it and I just laughed at him. He didn't like that. And I said, if you had told me in 2010 that I was racist, I would have thought twice and said, you know, I might have been really, really hurt. 2020, you know, sometimes when you hear somebody say they're racist, you have to wonder, is that a compliment? Because, you know, if you say anything right now, like right now, I'm going to be called a racist all day today because I make a comment about Senator Harris. Whether you like her or not, it doesn't matter. If you say anything negative at all, the media mob is going to tell you that you're a racist. That's just the way it is. But Vice President Biden going and bringing Senator Harris onto the ticket after what she said to him during the debates, what she called him during the debates, I don't have any problem if you disagree on policy. But when you start attacking somebody's character like she did in that case, how do you then make them part of the ticket? I just question that, but, you know, that's just me. You know, and you listen to what Senator Harris wants us to believe about her and what is true. And she talked in the debates about this, you know, wanted you to believe she was an underprivileged African-American girl in the debates. Well, you know, the truth of the matter is she has two immigrants that are parents, but they were very, very successful immigrants, very affluent upbringing. She did not have that, you know, the low income upbringing. Just throw that out there to you. But she's part of the machine. She doesn't have to do anything to get where she goes. Think about this. I mean, she's part of the Nancy Pelosi, Willie Brown, that whole San Francisco machine, very similar to the Chicago machine. She became a senator 3 years ago and started running for president right after that. Now she's running for vice president. When's she going to do her job as a senator? I'm just curious about that one. We'll have to see what Elizabeth Warren has to say about this, because she had some pretty interesting things to say about Senator Harris as well. I wonder if they'll call her a racist as well. I just throw that out there, give you a little bit of insight. There's a lot on there. I'm going to share some real deep dive into the candidates in the next couple of days. So watch our Facebook and other pages. I'll share that information with you. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, reverse mortgages. What is new in the reverse mortgage world? We'll talk to Jake Kaplan. He is the guru. We're going to also talk a little bit about what's going on in homes. Are they more affordable now than they had been? And yes, we do have that featured home today. We'll talk about that as well. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 7950. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products. You just need to make the call, 800-306-1990, or mysocallender.com. MySoCalLender.com. That is the place that you can make that call as well and get connected with the team. So as we chat every morning, we talk a little bit about what's going on in the marketplace. We talk about where the markets are. Let me give you a couple of pieces of information right here because, hey, that's just the kind of guy that I am. So the market, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, now down 51 points. We're going to look at the S&P 500. That is up 346. That tells us a little bit. NASDAQ up 101. Then we're looking at the 10-year Treasury up one basis point. The mortgage-backed security, that is down up 6 basis points. What does all of that mean? Because you could actually just get all that same information on that super secret website, google.com. What they're not going to tell you is why these things are happening. That's why you tune in to Ron Siegel Radio this time every single day so you understand exactly the why. Well, here's a big issue. We're going to see the bonds are going up, but our friend Mark Calabria is looking to fight once again. Unbelievable how this guy has no clue. He does everything opposite. I wonder where he came from. Unbelievable, but the news of the day, that was from yesterday, actually late yesterday, the FHFA announced last night that they would be assessing a 0.5% fee on refinances for loans sold to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac after September 1st. Now, generally, they'll give you like 75 or 90 days lead time when they're going to do this kind of crazy stuff. But they did it based on anything going to them after September 1st. Their stated reason was, quote, in light of market and economic uncertainty resulting in higher risk and costs incurred by Fannie Mae, we are implementing a new loan level price adjustment, unquote. That means rates are going up. A more likely reason is that they believe lenders have wide margins and can afford it, and that this will help the government-sponsored entities, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, to build capital reserves to end government conservatorships. Unbelievable. Initially, this is going to be felt by lenders because they're going to have to pay for that right away. If they can't put it on the rate locks because they're already locked, right? But Guess who's going to get to pay for this one? Yeah, it's going to go right back to the consumer. Already reports that lenders are sending out reprices to account for this, not going to impact purchases, at least for the time being. Do you think that's going to last that way or not? But the Federal Reserve has been buying mortgage-backed securities to keep rates low, and now we get Calabria trying to add a fee on there to add it to the rates. I mean, where does this guy have this? I think he must sit on his brain somewhere. I think that must be the issue, because he did some of this stuff earlier in the year, and we had to get all over his case then. Now we're doing it again. Unreal. Initial jobless claims for last week released showing 963,000 individuals who filed for unemployment benefits for the first time. This was 228,000 less than last week in the first reading, under 1 million since mid-March. Continuing claims, or those continuing to receive benefits, improved by 604,000 to 15.5 million. There's also pandemic unemployment assistance claims that are not captured in the headlines. These are people that usually would not be approved for unemployment benefits, like gig workers and contractors. Yeah, the gig workers, like the Uber drivers that are being kicked out of California, they're going to shut down their services here, is what they're claiming. Those claims, which are separate and in addition to the headline claims, totaled 488,000 last week. Continuing PUA claims improved 2.2 million to 10.7. So we'll see what happens with all of those numbers. And obviously, since that $600 unemployment benefit expired, and you know, we here in California says they can't afford to pay $100 per person per week for unemployment benefits, is what they came out with to supplement the part of the president's claim. Well, we're going to see what's going to happen. It might give people an incentive to go back to work. See what happens there. You know, if they can, they might have to rebrand themselves. But that's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. So on a regular basis, we get the opportunity. We are the lucky recipients of the knowledge of Jay Kaplan. And he'll share his input with us on the reverse mortgage world, what is happening in the reverse mortgage world. He is our guru in reverses. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning.
So I keep hearing people say that there's new things happening in the reverse mortgage world, and I need to talk to somebody about reverse mortgage. And lo and behold, Jay Kaplan is on the line in studio with us, or next to us on his own screen share. So
on his own screen share.
World, Jay?
Well, reverse mortgages are really, really going strong right now. There seems to be a pretty good uptick in the amount of them, and that's across the board. And I do attribute some of that to the COVID and the other things going on. For instance, you remember back in 08, you are old enough for that, correct?
Yes.
And in 08, the bottom fell out. The bottom fell out of the real estate market also. But I don't know how you feel, but right now, I don't think the real estate market is bottoming out, is it?
Did you see? The real estate market is hotter than heck right now, from whatever.
Right. Right, but there are still problems in making payments and that kind of thing.
Yep.
So there was like thousands, I don't know, tens of thousands, tens of billions of older people who had a home that lost it during the 08 crush. Because there just wasn't money to be made and things went upside down. If all those people had a reverse mortgage, then I'm going to assume that almost all of them would still have their home, still have as much equity, maybe more, probably more than they did back in 08. So that's called protection. And I think it's that thought is being used more and more to remind people, okay, you know, in 08, we got what's called the black swan. Came by completely kind of unexpected, maybe not expected by the professionals, but by the general world, it came by. Right now with this COVID-19 is another black swan. And you're talking about the huge unemployment. And of course, we have to talk differently about this. This is such a different set of circumstances that's causing all of this. But the fact is it's causing it. And it's making you stop and think. And I had a guest, Don Valerie, on my show a few weeks ago that said it's time to stop and pivot. And that doesn't mean change. It just means stop and look all around you. Look everywhere to see where you can make your situation stronger.
So are you saying that people have to learn a little bit? They from what happened in 2008, where people were caught off guard and did not make the have the ability or didn't have that reverse mortgage, they end up losing their property. And right. Now they see, well, here's a significant, this is probably more acute, the downturn right now. I mean, it may or may not be a much shorter lived, because in 08, it was actually something that caused, it was our actions that caused the 08 crisis. It was not our actions that caused this one. So it could turn around much quicker.
Right. And they, in that case, the property values tanked. And we may not see the property. I don't think we're going to see the property values tank, but we are seeing the ability to make money and to make your payments and to pay your taxes and to pay everything out, pay your house payment. Those things are definitely shrinking. And those are the things we need to be protected against. We need to have our shield up. We just need to understand. And again, a reverse mortgage or any home equity conversion type mortgage, as I said before, it's not religion. It's just math. That's it. Just take a look at it. Don't turn it away because you don't want to understand it. It does not mean you're taking money away from your children. It does not even mean you're taking money away from your home. It means really that you're putting money that's tied up, as you would say, Ron, in a coffee can in the backyard. It's taking equity and making it liquid. Doesn't mean you're spending it. You're making it liquid. And if you have a bad time, like earlier this year, the market looks, you know, the stock market looks like it was tanking. So you don't sell. Don't sell all those stocks. Take money from your line of credit. Tax-free, by the way.
So it gives you basically, it's going to give you a... It's going to give you a lot of options is the whole idea with, and Jay, you and I talk about this, and we're going to talk about it when we come back, is the concept of planning, right? So you can plan. We don't have to have a recession. We don't have to have a depression. But if we do have a plan, if those things come up as a senior, as you know, your parents, your grandparents, they don't have to feel it as much. There's enough for them to worry about, because many of them have lived through, by definition, they've lived through the Great Recession. They've lived through several other recessions. The .com.
I'm not that old. Come on now. Almost.
But, well, you almost got the Great Depression. But you did get the Great Recession. Jay's the only one I talked to that was around for the Spanish flu as well. But we're going to come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your current events, financial markets, politics. We're going to talk about, when we come back, the changes in the reverse mortgage world. We'll also chat a little bit about real estate values, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off air number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. On Twitter @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Homes are more affordable right now than they have been in years. Today, home prices are appreciating. When we hear prices are going up, it's normal to think a home will cost more as the trend continues. The way the housing market is positioned today, however, low mortgage rates are actually making homes more affordable, even as prices rise. Here's why. According to the Mortgage Monitor report from Black Knight, quote, while home prices have risen for 97 consecutive months, July's record low mortgage rates have made purchasing the average priced home the most affordable it's been since 2016. How's that possible? Well, Black Knight goes on and explains that, quote, as of mid-July, it required 19.8% of the median monthly income to make the mortgage payment on the average priced home purchase, assuming a 20% down payment and a 30-year mortgage. That was more than 5% below the average of 25% from 1995 to 2003. This means it currently requires a $1,071 monthly payment to purchase the average priced home, which is down 6% from the same time last year, despite the average home increasing in value by more than $12,000 during that same time period. In fact, buying power is now up 10% year over year, meaning the average home buyer can afford nearly $32,000 more home than they could at the same time last year while keeping their monthly payment the same, unquote. Remember, those are national numbers. We are in California, most of us. I know some are not in California that are listening, but the numbers are higher in California. So you're better off. We make more. Our prices are more. Our property values are more, yet interest rates are the same. Great news for the many buyers who were unable to purchase last year or earlier in the spring due to the slowdown from the pandemic. By waiting a little longer, they can now afford 10% more home than they could have a year ago while keeping their monthly mortgage payment unchanged. With mortgage rates hitting all-time lows 8 times this year, it's now less expensive to borrow money, making homes significantly more affordable over the lifetime of your loan. Mark Fleming, chief economist at First American, shares what low mortgage rates mean for affordability. And I quote again, in July, house buying power got a big boost as the 30-year fixed mortgage rate made history by moving below 3%. That drop in the mortgage rate from 3.23% in May to 2.98% in July increased house buying power by nearly $15,000. And I've got a map up on the screen if you're watching us on ronsiegelradio.tv or the KMETAM 1490 video feed. And that's going to show you the last time homes were this affordable by state. So California, 2014 to 2019. I mean, it's been a while in a lot of areas. Six states, Arkansas, Iowa, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maryland, and West Virginia, homes have not been this affordable in more than 25 years. Bottom line, if you're thinking about buying a home, now's the time to get in the conversation and check on it. Now, I'm going to share this with you right now because these are rates that came out today. Freddie Mac does their Thursday morning mortgage market survey. Interest rates for the week, they do this at the beginning of the week, 2.96. You have to pay about 8/10 of a point to get it. Last week, it was 2.88, so we're up about 8 to 8 basis points. Last year, 3.60 for the same week. So it's amazing how low interest rates are. And, you know, Jay was a senior citizen back in the 80s when rates were a little bit higher than they are today. Jay, there was another digit to the left of the comma back then, wasn't it?
I remember
when
making bets that we would never ever see rates as low as 13, let alone single digits.
Wow, amazing stuff.
So when I look at people say, "Oh, the rate is so high, it's 3.5%," I kind of giggle to myself, but everything is relative. Absolutely. I don't see those double digits coming back, though, for quite a
while. Yeah, I'm not sure they're going to be back in our lifetimes, that's for sure. So, no. But you know, we're talking about rates, though, Jay, because one of the things that most people don't understand when it comes to the reverse mortgage is you look at it and you say it's a set it and forget it loan. And before we went live this morning, you were talking a little bit about the idea that there's a possibility that if somebody got a reverse mortgage in the last 4 or 5 years, they may be able to go in there and lower the interest rate that's being accumulated.
Absolutely. And first of all, just set it and forget it is not always true because there's so much flexibility you can do with that reverse mortgage. It's almost as if you now are a partner in the bank instead of just the bank telling you what to do. Like we discussed earlier about being able to take funds out of your line of credit when you're having a down year in your securities. But when you talked so much about that interest rate and how much more money you can buy because of the interest rate, the same kind of thing goes here. And it's a little bit different. I'm not going to get into too much detail on the thing, but let me just say the lower the interest rate at the time you do your reverse mortgage, the lower the rate, the higher the benefit. So by benefit, I mean if you have more money to pay off on a current loan, you have more to do so with. If you need cash, you have ability to get more cash if and only if you need it. And if not, you have the ability to have a higher line of credit, which always grows, for you to put on the shelf. So the lower the interest rate, the larger section of your equity can now become liquid. And that's why you have to look at it right now. And Ron, when you were saying, I mean, we've done some loans, you know, from several years ago. Now they're being done again. And the reason they're doing them again is not because they're looking for more money out or anything or that kind of thing, but the rates are lower. So if the rates are lower, why not take a lower rate, whether you're making a payment or not? And there's a great possibility that because those rates are lower, that the amount of the line of credit which they have there for their emergencies or their fund or whatever, that can also be increased. So we need to look at all of those.
That's some great information right there, because so many people just think that you don't have to worry about it. You got a reverse mortgage. There's nothing to do with it for the rest of your life. And it's still a financial tool. So, and you know, a lot of folks have that idea that, you know, only people that are desperate get a reverse mortgage. And that's
no, so no, it's crazy.
Talk about that later.
And I'm reading a lot now. I've been reading some articles, including this morning, about how the financial planning industry is really starting to turn around. And
so they're actually
realizing that help us a lot.
They're actually realizing that this is actually a financial tool more than just a set it and forget it, or you know, you do it one time, or you just use it and don't even deal with it at all.
Yeah, I mean, so many people wait until there's no other choice. I need to get some money on, and then that's not the best, highest, and best use of a reverse mortgage.
Well, it's really not the right way of doing anything financial. If you're doing anything in a financial world, you're never, I shouldn't say never, you're rarely going to get the best result if you're doing that, whatever it is, under the gun of force, right? If you're, if the stock market was down in March and you had to take your mandatory required distributions or your RMD in March when the market was down, that wasn't planning. That wasn't the time to do it. We talk about this all the time on Ron Siegel Radio, is you need to be having a year or 2 years worth of liquidity all the time. So what that means, when you're doing your RMD, and I'm not a financial planner and I'm not going to give you financial advice, I'm just telling you what I would do if I was old enough to be doing this, is
are you about to have your reverse mortgage birthday soon?
I've still got a few years to go.
All right.
But the idea here is the concept here is, you know, if you're taking your RMD on a monthly basis, you don't have to worry, is the market up or is the market down, because you're averaging it out over the life. You can, and then Jay and I have talked about this before, is make a payment, take that RMD and put it right into your reverse mortgage. Right? Because if you've got the right program, and Jay, you've got enough gray hair that when we come back, well, you know, and I use that term endearingly, because there's so many.
I think I have a hair out of place here. There we go.
Yeah, well, I gotta get a little bit of a shiner remover or something. But what I want you to talk about when we come back, Jay, is from the perspective of someone that lived through the 80s when people were really, really scared about interest rates. I want to talk about the difference between a fixed rate reverse mortgage and an adjustable rate reverse mortgage. We're going to talk about that when we come back. We're also going to talk about the featured home of the day. John Perez is the one that has that one for us today. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @RonSiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today. Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The featured home today, that is being brought to you by John Perez. I'm sorry, the featured home segment is brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. The home itself is being presented by John Perez. He's the one that has this property. 4565 East Ardmore Street. That's in Anaheim Hills. If you didn't think you can buy a home in Anaheim Hills any longer, well, the median home price in Anaheim Hills is, I think, $812,000 last I looked. This one's priced $719,800. A view home in the hills of the Canyon Terrace community. Stunning home, has dramatic entryway with cathedral ceilings. I got to try and figure out how to enlarge this because I can't read the heck what he's got written here. Cathedral ceilings and an elegant curved staircase. On the right, you're going to be greeted by the family room with vaulted ceilings, lots of great natural light coming from the large windows, atrium that offers great outdoor living space with privacy, a guest bathroom, walk-in shower, fixture, blah, 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 blah. Oh, I shouldn't say that because this is our featured home. But again, $719,800, 20% down payment. Your principal interest, taxes, and insurance, and HOA gives you a monthly payment of $3,755. That's with 20% down. 25% down, it's $3,595. If you want that 15-year loan, just a little over $5,000 a month. Again, and I'm just going to give you the APRs, 3.513, 3.517, and 3.684, respectively, is all of the APRs on that. And the interest rates are always subject to your qualifying. It's just examples for you to have an idea of where the rates are. But that is the featured home segment, again, brought to you by our friends at CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. Credit Sanitizer, they've got the solutions for you. We're chatting this morning. Jake Kaplan is on the line with us. We're chatting with him about reverse mortgages. And before the break, one of the fun things with Jay is I can harass him when it's on our show here. When I go on his show, he gets to harass me. But Jay was around in the 80s. And remembers those. He was
an older guy in the 80s, remember?
I was talking about the 1880s, Jay.
Oh, but I'm sorry.
In the 1980s, Jay was actually out there. And one of the things that scared the heck out of everybody, there was adjustable rate mortgages back then. And when interest rates started hitting double digits, and then you put the margin on top of the index, it scared the heck out of people. And there were some wraparound mortgages and fancy ways of doing things back then that people did do. And Jay remembers that. But here's the issue that I want to get out to have you talk about, Jay, is because when I talk to seniors, they look and they say, well, you know, I don't want anything to do with a fixed rate mortgage because – I remember what happened way back when. So talk a little bit about that, Jay, the difference between the fixed rate and the adjustable, what's better and why?
Well, back then, like I say, the adjustable was usually used for people who are, I'm only going to own this home for 3 years or 5 years, and they had big jumps in them and things like that. So that kind of thing really does not play into today's mortgage market that much. And you would know more than I would about that, Ron. But to concentrate on a reverse mortgage, you know, I've had an adjustable since the late 1980s, and I'm glad I did. I've saved lots and lots of money. We talked about 18 and 19% interest rates before. Look at them now. If you've had an adjustable, you know you've been coming down all of that time. But let's just zero in on a reverse mortgage. On a reverse mortgage, you may either select a fixed rate or an adjustable. The choice is completely up to you. The difference is with the fixed rate, it is you do it once, you get your cash or whatever it is, or pay off your loan, and that's the end of it. And that's fine. And if that's what meets most of your goals, then that's fine. With an adjustable, however, you have a lot more choices. With the adjustable, you have the line of credit, and with the adjustable, that line of credit grows, not based on the property value, but on interest rates itself. So if you choose a loan that has an adjustable, you're still starting out with a, you're not really starting out with a teaser, what they used to call a teaser rate at all. You're starting out with what the real rate is, say three, whatever. And then you are moving either up or down, and I don't see a lot of upcoming, but whatever. Either way, you're going to be moving with it. If it moves up, the amount that you are accruing or pay, because a lot of people still make payments, will go up by that little bit. If it goes down, it goes down by that little bit. But remember, if it goes up at all, your line of credit is also increasing, compounding in your favor based on that same number. So if interest rates go up, you have a hedge against that. And that amount in that line of credit can, I mean, eventually become worth more than the value of your home. So you also have a hedge against lowering values. There's nothing more secure, safer, and better than just that. And when it comes to adjustable, I mean, this may be, I don't know, folklore or whatever. I always think that, you know, if you go to Las Vegas, you can either bet with the bank, with the casino, or against them. If you're an adjustable, you're kind of like their partner. So, you know, you go up and down with them. And I personally would rather be on the side of the casino than all those other sides I was sitting at the blackjack table.
Yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense there. The other one that I hear that is a something that I've got mixed thoughts about, Jay, and I want to get your opinion on this, is when we help younger buyers, first-time home buyers and some younger buyers, and we get to use an FHA loan, by rule, the FHA loan has the property taxes and the insurance included in the monthly payment. In the reverse mortgage, that's kind of an option, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little more complicated than that. Normally speaking, it is not, okay? It is not because there's no monthly payment, whereas like the type of FHA loan you're talking about there, there's a specific monthly payment so they can collect a specific amount with each payment. On the reverse, if there are some issues and some credit problems, which have to be pretty severe for a reverse because we don't use credit scores, or if the borrower elects, because I think if the borrower has the equity, this is a great way to do it. There is a set aside of an amount of cash that will pay all your taxes and insurance, which grows. It grows just like that line of credit for theoretically the rest of your life. So in effect, you will not have to make taxes and insurance payments, but the fund from which those are coming from are in themselves growing. So how can you do better than that?
Yeah, that's what I like, that option there where you set, have that set aside, you know, potentially done for you. So as a senior, you don't have to worry about down the road, you know, am I going to have to pay those taxes? Am I not going to have to pay those? What's the whole story?
I think it's a great thing, but you do have to have a little bit more equity because it is set aside. It's money that's yours. You can't spend it. Nobody else can take it. If the loan goes away, it just goes right back into your equity. But in the meantime, it is growing to help pay for taxes and insurance.
Yeah, and that's the key right there, is it's growing, and it's not like you're prepaying it where you're gonna have to, your estate is gonna have to worry about getting it back.
Correct.
It's just sitting there being you know, available.
It's automatically back into your equity, just like that.
Yeah, and I think that's a great option for people to consider. And I know a lot of people that do it just as a consideration. It's not like they don't have the money to pay those taxes and they don't have the money to pay the insurance. It's an issue of want to instead of have to.
Right.
So that's just another thought there for you to consider right there. And, you know, if you have questions about the reverse mortgage, and I know that if you're watching a lot of channels right now, I see you can't watch a channel without seeing Tom Selleck doing a reverse mortgage commercial every 30 seconds. I guess he has nothing better to do during COVID than do those commercials every day. But, you know, it is an option. It's a good program. It's something that I will tell you I highly endorse. And I'm not as old as Tom Selleck, and I haven't been around as long as Jay. But I can tell you that I helped my parents get into a reverse mortgage. It was something that was a tremendous value to them for the latter years of their life. As the co-successor trustee, I helped liquidate it for the estate, and it worked out really, really well. So I can't tell you how much I am a big, yeah, big fan of
some information so you can educate yourself, and the way to do that is to call Ron.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Jay. It's great information. As always, we ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John and Sean, who are engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
It's only half past 12, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.